So I'm Shirley Boothroyd, and I'm a volunteer with the Oral History Project, for the Peterson Project. And we're here to collect memories, and the date is the 16th of September. And I'm talking to
Neville Andrew.
Neville Andrew. And you used to work for Peterson's?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Okay, so are you actually from Grimsby?
I am, yeah.
Lovely. So what was your job in Peterson's?
I started out taking all the offal to the pontoon and dumping it on the pontoon, and then got I ended up blinding the kippers, doing the roll mop herrings, doing the rows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just normal everyday factory work.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hard work in the day, especially with a wooden barrow when you had about 15 kit of offal on it, pushing up the ramp.
Yeah.
I had many of them fall off.
So was it just kippers that they did at Peterson's, or was it other things as well?
No, roll mop herrings.
Roll mop herrings.
Yeah, they did herrings as well. Yeah. It was mainly kippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the smoking, somebody mentioned cold smoking. Is that what they did, cold smoking there? Or?
Yeah. Like I say, they'd blind it all and then put it in the smokers, and then they'd light a fire and obviously leave it overnight, and it'd just cure them.
Right.
Yeah.
And what year are we talking about when you were working there?
Well, I'm 60 now, and it was 15, 16 when I started there. So a long time ago.
Wow. 78, 79 maybe?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
About 78, 79.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Gosh. So did you have any other family working?
My brother, yeah.
There?
Brother.
Your brother was there
my
as
older
well?
My older brother, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And anybody on the wider docks area?
No.
No.
It was just me
just
and my brother.
Peterson. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. After that, I went to J. Sanders in North Wall.
All right. Yeah. Was that the same type of work?
No. Well, it was fish. I trained to fillet fish.
Ah.
And then after a couple of years, I got made redundant. But I've been working in the sort of fish trade for most of my life.
Yeah.
Cold storage. I used to do the shad-pack fish blocks.
Yeah.
I used to come in off a boat and used to go to, because I worked at Salveson's, and used to stack them all there. So we might say, and then recently I was at Morrison's for 6 years, salmon training.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's been fish mainly all my life.
Yes. Yes. When you left school, and you mentioned about not sitting your last exams.
Yeah.
So, was your brother already working at Peterson's at that point?
Yeah.
So you decided to join him at that point.
Yeah.
And can you remember your first day at work?
Not really, no. I can't, to be honest.
No.
I should imagine it'd be pretty much the same as all the other days there. You know, just get in there and get on with it. Yeah, I'd say it'd probably be brining the fish.
Yeah.
Putting them on the rods and what where to go to smokers.
So someone would just tell you this is what you're gonna do.
Yeah. After a while you just went in and did, you know, you got used to what you were doing. There was a tub of a row of tubs, and you just fill it up with salt and brine and the colour, and then just fill it with water, and then you just there'd be a machine that'd split the herrings.
Yeah.
They'd do a boneless herrings. And
right.
Then the boned ones, and then they'd all just go into the brine, leave them in the brine for a bit, and then, like say, put them on the pins and they'd go to smoke.
Ah. And how long were they there smoking?
They'd be overnight.
Overnight?
Yeah. And then the next day they'd have, if I remember right, upstairs was the packing area. So the women upstairs would pack the kippers. And they used to do, you'd get people coming in buying a box of seconds. Where the belly got a rip in them or something like that, and they couldn't sell them as first class kippers. You sell them like a couple of quid a box, which in them days was a box like that.
Yeah. Gosh. Thinking about when you first went there, what was what was your first impression? You know, maybe the sight or the smell or...
Oh, it stunk. I used to come home with red hands, because, like I say, it was always in brine. You'd just smell like a kipper.
Your
hands would look like kippers. Because it was a dye and you couldn't get it off.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Cold as well.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter. Like I say, with no eating.
No.
Good
hard.
Days.
Hard. Hard, yeah. But I hear about, you know, I hear so many stories about how it was fabulous. A fabulous community.
Oh, it was, yeah. I always remember when I was going on the pontoon when my bow was off, some of the fillers would get dogfish eggs and flick them at you. And like seagulls, the seagulls would come and you'd see them just throwing a fish to the seagull and the seagull eating the fish.
So, thinking about the community, you know, obviously you would get to know the people you were working with very well.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, were there places maybe on the docks where you would all congregate or a bit more social interaction?
No, it was the Humber. We used to go to the Humber pub.
Ah.
That used to be absolutely rammed because it was all cash in the hand. Well, not cash in the hand, but it was paid cash them days. So they'd all go down the Humber and have a few pints in the Humber.
That was the one on...
Which is now the clothing place, isn't it?
On Cleethorpe Road.
That's the one, yeah.
On the
corner.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit later, but that was before after my time, there was TC's, wasn't there? But that become quite popular as well, didn't it?
You used to come there, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to come to... Yeah, because one of my mates used to work on the docks, and I used to come down and meet him.
Yeah.
He was a dog skinner.
All right.
But, I can't remember the name of the place now. That was on the North Wall. Yeah, it was good days.
Yeah, that's what I get from reading what people put on the internet and things. That it was a real close community
and
a lot of fun, but hard work.
Yeah, and it was about £15 a week.
£15 a week.
Yeah.
And how long were the hours? How long were you working in a week? You know.
It'd be sort of till finished, till we'd done the fish.
Right, so what time did you start in the morning?
We'd start at 5-6 in the morning.
Yeah.
You could be there 10-12 hours a day.
Wow.
Mm.
Was that like five, 6 days a week?
Yeah, we'd do the occasional Saturday.
Yeah.
But like I say, £15 in them days was a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Golly. So workwear. What sort of thing did you wear as part of your job? You know, presumably.
Yeah, it'd be as they call it, an oily.
Oily.
Yeah.
Overall.
And a pair of wellies.
Yeah.
You couldn't wear gloves. Not in the factory.
No.
If you was brining, because your gloves would get full of brine.
Yeah.
So like I say, we just used to have a bucket of hot water. Keep that topped up. Just dip your hands in that for a couple of minutes and carry on. It was hard work, but it was good.
Yeah.
It's a shame it's all gone to what it is now, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Were there any funny stories that you remember of? In the workplace, anything?
No, okay. Like I say, apart from when my brother would be up in the smokers, we'd shut the top door and light the fire below him so that he'd get smoked out. That was about it, to be honest. I can't remember a lot about it, to be honest.
No. Sounds very dangerous, that way, doesn't it?
My bit was the easy bit, my brother's was the hard bit, like I say, having to climb up the smokers.
Yeah.
Because he'd
have to be fit, wouldn't you?
He'd have a rack of kippers, and he'd have to put one end up and then the other end up, and then he'd have to climb up and sort of like...
Gosh,
imagine how kept doing that.
That sounds really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame he's not down here, he could tell you his stories.
He could, yeah, he'd probably know a bit more about it than me.
Yeah.
your memory's not the best at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And the fires were lit with what? What were the fires lit with?
It was oak chippings.
Oak chippings?
Yeah, and just a bit of paper, oak chippings, and then just light it.
All right, okay. Yeah, do you know where they got the oak chippings from? Was that
a local firm
on the dock?
I have no idea.
No.
No, I can't tell you.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm just thinking about him climbing up this chimney. Were there, that you know of, any accidents while you were working there?
No.
No?
Nothing, no. No. Surprisingly.
Mm.
Nice, you ever got away with when you got fish bones in your mouth.
In the days, you'd get picked by a bone and you'd end up getting fish poison in your fingers.
Oh, right.
And then your finger would just swell up and you couldn't bend it. And then it was just a course of penicillin.
Mm. That's the worst thing I ever saw you.
Yeah.
You don't imagine that, do you? Getting a bone and then it...
It's nasty. It used to get really nasty.
Because
if you think about it, they do it and they don't know they're doing it and they're carrying on.
Well, that's right,
and then it's getting infected.
You
had a couple of them that was not nice.
Yeah, like I say, the bone kippers, they was the worst, because it'd have the head on and everything, and it'd just be split down the middle. And when you're putting your hand in the blind, you'd just pick them up and you'd just go like that and just carry on. And then the next day or two, your finger would be swollen and you couldn't bend it.
Ooh. Yeah. So, you said about the heads. So, did somebody have the job at Peterson's of... What was that I heard somebody say this morning? Edding and lugging.
No, it was all done. No, it was done by machine.
Ah, right.
There'd be a machine, and it just rotate because we've been herrings. It'd just go through this machine, and it'd just split them straight in half.
Right.
And they used to get the herring roes, which they used to sell. A bit like cod roe.
Yes.
Used to be a bit of a delicacy in the day, apparently.
It's very nice cod roe. I like cod roe. And do you remember anything about the actual decor of the inside? You know, I think you were talking.
Yeah, I remember it being wooden floors.
Yeah.
The smoke out the chimneys was just coated in smoke, in like, you know, like you sweep your chimney, just coated in that.
Yes.
And every so often you just go and give it a quick brush down. The floor was just wood, just bare wood floor.
Right.
Downstairs was concrete floor.
Yeah.
And just painted walls, nothing special.
Yeah.
It's just cold.
Yeah, cold.
And cold.
And then them days you could smoke while he's working, smoke over the tubs.
All right.
And you smoke in the chimneys as well. You'd have a fag on while he's climbing up to do the kippers.
Well,
again, it's not allowed today, is it?
No.
Like I say,
how times change.
You'd flick your ash in the tub.
Wow. So, I think that really covers everything, unless there's anything else you think of that might be really interesting for us.
No. Like I say, my memory's not the best at the moment, but
You enjoyed it, didn't you?
I enjoyed it.
You used to enjoy working there.
Good bunch of lads there.
Yeah.
You're still friends with a lot of them.
Yeah.
The ones that are still around. You're still good mates with them all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, still sees, like I say, my brother, I don't see him so much, but I see one of the guys, Mick, and his dad used to work there, and his mum used to work there as well.
Right.
So it was like more family.
Yes.
It was like the old thing, it's not what you knew, it's who you knew.
If
someone was in there, they'd get you in, and it seemed to roll that way.
Yeah.
Your brother said to you, didn't you, there's a job, you start tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he started on Friday, and he should have done his exams on the Monday, so he binned his exams and come and started working here.
Like I say, 15 quid a week, it was a lot of money in them days, wasn't it?
It was.
But you enjoyed it.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
One of life's experiences.
Yeah.
It was hard work.
Yes.
Cold, especially in the winter. because like I say, we used to pick all the fish up on the barras. No vans were like that.
No.
Because it was only round the corner from the pontoon.
Yes.
So we just would pick the kits of them up.
And wheel it all round.
And wheel it round on a big barra. Yeah.
You probably did a lot of messing around on the barra as well.
Yeah, the bit that. I don't know if there's any barras flying about here, but there was big old barras.
Yeah.
Quite a long barra that was, probably about as long as that board.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, they're quite big then, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they'd be quite heavy to push them, wouldn't they, with all the fish on.
Great big metal. At the end there was a metal guard, probably about as big as this, to stop your fish falling off.
Yeah.
But nothing to stop it falling off the sides.
Right.
And like I say, when you was going up the ramp, you had to, like, go one way and then go another way to stop it rolling back. It's the only way you could get it up there.
Going around corners.
Yeah. And like I say, quite often you'd get a few blocks of it fall off, and then everyone would be laughing at you and, you know, taking the mickey out of you. But it was all good fun.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And like I say, I left there and went to Ryan and Jay Sanders, and was part of the Heavy Gang, where they had the fortune of having a van or a lorry. We used to pull up in the morning and just load it all up with fish and go back to the factory.
Yeah.
It's a shame about the old ice factory as well, isn't it? I remember that, up and running. Yeah. Pulling up on the van, a couple of kits of
ice.
That
one, that's on Delaware?
Yeah.
Yes, because from there, they had, didn't they have chutes that went straight down to the trawlers?
Yeah. Across, right over the road.
Yes.
Straight onto the dockside.
Yeah.
Nothing like it was. It used to be so busy.
Yeah, and then there was a little calf on the pontoon there. I don't know if anyone's told you about that.
No,
a little calf. I was there for years and years. Just go have a breakfast. Yeah.
I should imagine there'd be more than one calf, would there?
Yeah, there was.
Because of the amount of people
there. Yeah, there was one on the corner here. It used to still be there. I don't know if it still is. And like I say, there was one on the pontoon. Yeah. And one on the north wall.
Yeah.
I think the one on North Wall is still there. Because I was down there, well, I went for a bike ride with the lads a few weeks, well, I'd say a few months ago, and took them down there. But yeah. Good days.
I'm not there now.
No.
Nothing. Well, I was walking through one and I went, because my mum used to do the nets, you know, the fishing nets.
Yes, the braiding.
She used to do them at home, and we used to come down and get wages, and it used to be packed. I thought it was nothing like it was. Nothing. You used to wear all the chattering and caught shouting and all the noise.
Yes.
Bustle.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's sad. But it is what it is, isn't it?
It is. But we are trying to sort of maintain some of the buildings. They are lovely buildings. And
there's a lot of them. A lot of little small ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't realise. And there's already, you know, companies wanting to move in. So they're not necessarily fishing.
Yeah, it's got so much potential, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
But I heard the one about someone's bought the old ice factory, haven't they? The one about transforming it into like some sort of centre, aren't they?
Mm.
It'd be good, because it's a shame it's going to waste, isn't it? It's been derelict for a long time, hasn't it? It's just it's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Well, when you think that it's a national. It's the only surviving national ice house of that period.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
It needs to be saved. It needs a bit of money in TLC.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is sad. But people always don't think like that in the past, do they? They think, oh, it's building, we'll just forget about it until future generations look back and think, hey, oh, we should have done this.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anyway, I've got a bit of
help
for you. And
thank you so much
for coming in.
It's brilliant, thank you.
That's the reason why I come down here.
Yeah.
You come to have a nose.
I see it advertised, didn't I? I used to work there many years ago.
It's going to have a nose.
But it's so useful to gather these memories, because the younger generation won't have a clue what it's about. They won't know the fishing industry.
To be honest, I think the younger generation today won't cope.
They wouldn't cope.
No way they would do what I used to do.
No,
I don't think they would.
No.
our lads wouldn't. No. Sorry, boys, if you ever heard me say that.
I know. But we know times have changed.
Yeah.
But you've got to have that history kept alive, haven't you?
Yeah.
For them to know what did go on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
If we can manage to do that, then no. That's a job well done.
Yeah, I know it was a small factory, but like I said, they had a few people there. And like I say, most of it was family. And it was all local to the area as well. I was down Pelham Street, which was opposite the Umber Pub. And Mick Ballard and Harry and Jean, they was from Stanley Street.
Right,
so
yeah.
It was all within walking distance.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I presume you did walk to work.
Later on, when I could afford it, I got a moped. Which was a nightmare.
Yeah. Nice thing.
Yeah.
That's when I first met you.
Yeah, good days.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm getting on a bit and I just can't remember most of it, but what I can, I'm glad to could share with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So can I be cheeky and ask what your date of birth was? Is?
It's the 31st of 10th, 1962.
Right.
So I'm 61 next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get that one about it.
Yeah. Still at work though.
Yeah,
still
you are still working.
Yeah.
Up until a few months ago, I was getting up at 2-3 in the morning to go to work.
Not anymore.
And doing
bits and bobs.
13, 14 hour days.
Mm.
So is that it now?
Yes.
You're done.
That's fabulous. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help. I might not have given you much information, but what's there maybe help you.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.